All right, let's move on to Hot Pink Halo.
Our revolution shines as we loop round the sky with the magnetic force that brings forth our pride. Our hearts beat together like hammers of tins, and we push and we put as we play and we sing.
I like the sort of twinkly, dreamy sound of the song, and I really like the sort of melodic change-up on the chorus, which I think is quite nice. And the vocal harmonies on the chorus are probably my favorite part of the song. In the chorus and in the start of the bridge, the vocal layers are pretty tight, you know, but in the verse, the harmony parts and the layering of the vocals is a lot looser, and you can hear sometimes where they don't quite line up and where they aren't singing exactly the same thing. And this looseness on the verse just kind of tends to make it feel a little bit uneasy and a little bit off kilter. But I was a big fan of the chorus, and I thought there's a lot of great sort of poetic things in the lyrics too. Like there's that line about dancing or fighting, or the violence of light and orbits elliptical. And so I thought that was cool.
This seemed very DIY to me. You know, it's pretty sparse. The vocal melody is good. It's a little rough, though, and there's just tons and tons of reverb on it. And I always kind of am suspicious of tons and tons of reverb. I think maybe that's a way that people use to kind of mush any little roughness or errors that, or, you know, sometimes I think people hide against it if they're not completely confident about their lyrical performances. But yeah, anyhow, this eventually kind of works its way around to some three-part harmonies. But I think one of the things is the only real requirement for Song Fight is that the song be entitled, you know, the title of the fight. And the title of this fight is Liquid Starshine, but this one is just blatantly entitled Double Twinkle. And that's even, you know, the title that they listed in their lyrics post, Double Twinkle, instead of Liquid Starshine. And that might not be enough to lose my vote for this song. But what does lose my vote is that the song, you know, just didn't really engage me enough to want to listen to it again. When there are plenty of songs in this list that I'm voting for that did engage me. And I don't know what would help, though, you know, to improve this song. I'm thinking maybe drums or bass or clav or arpeggiators. I think maybe just the low end is kind of
missing,
not there. And I think that's probably what, you know, at least part of what didn't engage me. You know, there's no driving beat or no bass, or no thump, no, you know, nothing to bring me along in this song, I suspect. This didn't do it for me.
I hear you about the, you know, title thing. That really kind of, I get a little bit peeved about that too. I get it. And I'm not going to fight that. I think you should do the song for the fight. You know, it's, whether it's Haste Aircraft or Rushed Out or whatever, but anyway. But I did like about this that I thought it was a very good idea for something that could be done like a lot slower. Like I like the elements that were in there. I'd almost want to hear it more stretched out and not syrupy, but I guess ethereal or something, because I like the way the vocals kind of teeter down and trickle down almost.
Maybe more like more of a lullaby. It might work as more of a, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, something to make it even headier, you know.
Yeah.
Airier and stretch it out so it's almost like, you know, clouds or watercolor painting or something like that. Something open and not choppy. It was choppy and great ideas. Or, the other idea I thought was take that song. And, of course, here come the best ideas in the world, right? You know, turn into a jangle pop song. You know, quadruple, you know, the tempo turns into this jangle pop thing, like, ding, 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 and it's all topical stuff. But I'd like to hear it all heady and gonzo. I thought that would be pretty, like, whoa, you know, type thing to enjoy.
Yeah.
But again, rough idea. Do the song for the fight.
Yeah, I was also mad about the lack of fidelity paid to the title. Liquid Starshine kind of sucks as a title because it's just an awkward grouping of, you know, emphases and syllables. Like, there's something about the word liquid that's just hard to make sound smooth. And, you know, she didn't have to do that because she just decided not to use the title as a chorus hook. So, I don't know.
And we were having problems, you know, with the liquid aspect because we were like, okay, well, that kind of sticks us with psychedelia or sticks us with booze or... Yeah. And we were like, oh, man, everybody's going to do booze. We shouldn't do that. But then we ended up doing that ourselves. So
took the easy route.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty cool when Glennie did the lotion and the lip gloss with Miscellaneous Owl, when they found these other ones that really kind of brought something new to this fight. So I was really happy to hear all that stuff. But yeah, but liquid is a terrible thing to put in a title.
Yeah.
It hampers you.
Yeah, that's a challenge, all right. Liquid. What do you do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sick with love for you, you know?